Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality. I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you, Michelle? And what are we going to talk about today?
I'm doing great, Stephanie. Thank you for asking. So we're going to talk about the power of influence.
All right. And what is the power of influence?
So I want us to look at this from the perspective of leadership, right? And according to the Oxford Dictionary, influence is our capacity to have an effect on the character, on the development, or the behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself, right? All so right. For the most part, people tend to believe that leadership is all about a title. Right? It's about a specific position. Whereas in reality, and if you really think about it, leadership is about influencing others. So that's where we connect the dots, right? Influencing is one of the key elements to making a leader successful. So if there is anything that you need to be doing in order to get you to that level of connection with your people, is figure out how you can best influence them, right? Especially in hospitality, where we work at the speed of light and must get the job done through people, right? Notice that I said through people, because we all know that in hospitality, it is the people that is actually going to be moving the needle. So it's very important to make sure that you're able to influence people to move to action.
Perfect. Yeah, I really think, you know, we see that in departments that may have multiple managers. So maybe it's a large department that you have multiple managers because they're covering morning, evening, and after or overnight, or you have to have multiple managers on because your department is so large. And you always have that one manager that seems to be able to influence to getting the employees to help you or assist you in certain things. And then there's those other managers that if they're asking, the employee immediately is like, nope. It's almost like you have mom and dad who asks the children to be able to do the job and who has that influence so they will then go and do it or being able to take care of something.
Absolutely. And we can use our influence in many ways, right? In moving people to action. We can use it when we're negotiating to reach those win-win situations so that the end result of that negotiation is not simply one-sided, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that we underestimate the power of influencing and we really don't talk about it enough, I think.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So I would say a couple of tips on how to increase or improve your level of influence or your ability to influence other people is have an open line of communication, right? Make people part of the decision-making process so that they know that you are interested in listening what they have to say, but then at the same time, able to manage that conversation where every single box is checked, right? You're making sure that your team is being benefited from that decision, where the processes are in alignment, where the organization is getting what the organization needs from the perspective of the objectives. And then things that we should definitely avoid doing is leading through or trying to influence through intimidation, right? Mm-hmm. It's like my way or the highway type of mentality where, you know, saying things like, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Yeah. And I know that many parents listening to this right now out there are probably thinking, oh, I do that all the time with my kids. Well, guess what? It's probably not working, right? And you want to go influence by explaining the benefits behind the decision that is being made, the initiative that we're trying to push and execute on, and all those beautiful things. So I think that making sure that we have that open line of communication to recap, and then ensuring that you stay away from, if this doesn't happen, then this happens, or if this happens, then, right? Those are two quick ways that I can say we can up our influence game.
Absolutely. Perfect. I love it. And especially too, I think the main thing is communicating, is that we don't communicate enough, is that we're always, you know, running around busy and we're like, hey, come help us out real quick. We need this. And, but then taking those extra few moments of explaining, you know, this is why I need it to be done in a rush, or this is why I have chose you instead of someone else, you know, kind of helps also too, of taking those extra few moments explaining and helping on your influence.
Absolutely. So let me share with you real quick WTF type of moment when it comes to influence. So I used to have a very, very great operator for a long time who was not doing super well when it comes to connecting with their people. So I, through the influence that I had as a leader and the trust that had already been built between human resources and myself, I was able to start influencing this team member's life in a very different way, right? Where this team member was now open to communicating with their people better and connecting with their people better. This person suffered from PTSD from serving in the army for many years. And that was a really powerful moment where the decision that HR had when it was time to say, we gotta cut our you know, our ties with this particular leader, or we're going to make that decision to move forward, and how the influence piece came to play was extremely positive. And this individual ended up having a long, long career with the organization. So it was really cool to watch firsthand how influence can do great things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's your moment? So mine is, I was in a union environment, and as we know, there is a lot of protocols, policies, and procedures when you are in a union environment. And when I first came on board, it was introduced to this union environment, is then being able to saying, hey, can you help me out? You know, we want to be able to take care of the guest luggage, you know, to being able to store, especially let's already know their room wasn't ready. So here we are, you know, taking a step ahead to being able to start doing that. And then the immediate response was, that's not my job. You're taking a job from someone else. And I was like, oh man, okay. But then I was just, you know, new to the hotel. And so then I was like, all right, understood. And then a few weeks later, same situation. And, you know, we want to making sure that we're taking care of the guests. And I was like, you know what, let me try this again. But they also too, they saw, I think now more about my approach as a leader and working together with them, being like explaining to them, hey, let's making sure we can start doing this now so we don't have the guests creating. Now they're in a line for the front desk that their room's not ready. And then they come over to the bellman and now they're in a line of getting their luggage tagged and stored. And so now here, finally, now being able to saying, okay, we can be able to come to a team. We understand the moment and the roles of everyone's position, but now being able to take care of the guests. So that is
it's my great story. Great story. I love that. Well, this is good. Thank you so much for being on the other side. I hope that you can look at influencing others in a, from a very different angle. Realize that it has nothing to do with leadership, with having a title or having a position. You are a leader and you want to be influencing people in a positive way as you move through the various roles and the different people that you touch throughout your career. So thank you so much for being on the other side. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.